Drink. All right, folks, welcome back into Behind Enemy Lines. This is your host, Logan Fisher. I am joined fireside tonight by the man himself, host of the Heartland Fantasy Football Podcast, the Kodiak Bear, Mr. Brett Garten. How are you tonight, sir?
The man, the myth, the legend has returned. New character, new attitude, newly a father. Last time I was on, I was not a father. There was canoodling, but there was no fathering.
Indeed. This man has a child. I can attest to it.
You were just holding her.
I held the infant myself moments ago. Beautiful baby girl. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yes. Miss Teddy.
Little teddy bear.
Little teddy bear. She's so sweet, so cute. But again, we are over at the Kodiak's house tonight.
The bear den.
In the bear den, as he calls it. We're enjoying a nice patio fire tonight. It's a very nice evening. A little bit on the cool side, but the fire is perfect. And we are both in our bird dog shorts.
You're in your bird dog shirt at that,
I'm
too.
I'm rocking two sets of bird dog apparel here tonight. And so, bird dogs, you know.
Not a sponsor, but not yet.
Not a sponsor, but we're available.
We're looking for that sponsor money.
That's right. So, you guys are going to get the full effect tonight. The birds chirping in the background. The fire popping. It's just all part of the ambiance. So, but we're back.
We're looking to keep this segment going for you know, as long as we can.
We would like to make this a recurring theme, but... We are back. It's after the completion of the 2020 NFL draft, which was completely virtual and went pretty smoothly. So we're going to talk Broncos draft real quick, and we'll also get some quick thoughts from the Kodiak as he's our resident Packers fan.
And fantasy football expert now.
And fantasy football expert as well. So we'll get some thoughts from him as well. But I would just like to set it up by going through at least the first few picks of the Broncos draft that I absolutely loved, and we will call the Drew Lock draft, because Drew Lock may not have been drafted, but this draft was about him. In round one, obviously, Jerry Jeudy falling to the Broncos at 15, not even having to do anything, just staying put, and what could be the best receiver in the draft falling to them at 15. Going and getting some speed in the second round again at receiver, 4.27 unofficial time, KJ Hamler from Penn State. In round three, Lloyd Cushenberry, the center out of LSU.
Solid pick in round three.
Who many had as high as end of the first round grade on. And in round four, Albert Okwuegbunam. They like to say at the zoo. Played with Drew Lock. Super, the fastest tight end time at the combine at 6'5", over 250 pounds.
The reason we think Noah Fant's going to have a great year this year, to be honest,
is a mass of a man. And I just love it. I love the whole thing. So,
very good draft.
Brett, tell me about, and for those of you who don't know, Brett's a very big Missouri Tigers fan.
MIC, baby.
So he watched Drew Lock at all of his years and
entire career
at Mizzou. And admittedly, I'm not the biggest college football fan, nor do I follow it that well. So he has insight here that I do not. And so I'd just like to hear your take on Drew Lock, his first year, what they're doing for him now, and what you expect of him this year.
Yeah, if we take it back a little bit, let's rewind, put some rewind sound effects in there somewhere. We'll go back to, Drew Lock's years in college. He came out, was a pretty, I think he was like a three or four star recruit to Mizzou.
Lee Summit, Missouri, baby.
Lee Summit Tiger. That's where we are here in Lee Summit, so hometown boy. Pretty big recruit. If I remember right, he started as a freshman. Like, he was not redshirted, which typically of the time, Gary Pinkel, which was the coach of Mizzou at the time, redshirts his quarterbacks always, forever and ever, would always redshirt as quarterbacks. You saw it with James Franklin. You saw it with Blaine Gabbert. You saw it with Matty Mock. You saw it with Chase Daniel. They were all redshirted guys. So for him to not be redshirted was a pretty big deal. Coming in, playing SEC ball, Mizzou liked to bring the Big 12 style offense to the SEC, so a lot of passing, or at the typical ground and pound that SEC football typically is known for. So you could see from an early age, Drew Locke had that arm talent. Prototypical size, prototypical strength, good mobility, I'd say plus side on the mobility, like an Aaron Rodgers, like a young Tom Brady at times, wasn't, you know, stone legs. Really, as Drew Locke's career kind of advanced at Mizzou, you could kind of see that he was something special. And if Patrick Mahomes wasn't drafted when he was, if Patrick Mahomes didn't come out when he did, I would say Drew Locke would be the next Brett Favre. I'd say Drew Locke shows a lot of those same characteristics, some of those same instincts, pushing the ball downfield, trusting his receivers, trusting his arm, extreme arm talent. I mean, he's not going to be like the Josh Allens. He's not even going to have like the Patrick Mahomes or Brett Favre, but the mentality, that gunslinger mentality, he's got that, you know, the winner mentality, which is what I like to see. Throws from the fun angles that Patrick Mahomes likes to do. We saw that at Mizzou a lot. Real good. It was unfortunate Gary Pinkel got leukemia, got cancer, and wasn't able to continue, and then we had Barry Odom for a couple years. But Drew Locke's last year, he had an NFL-caliber offensive mind, offensive play style, which really helped him out. So he had a good landing spot, I'd say, in Denver. Not where I wanted him to go. As a Chiefs fan, as a Packers fan, growing up in KC. Didn't want him to go to Denver, but it's nice to see him in Denver. Cortland Sutton, those running backs, good defense. You know, the team has a direction, at least. They're not quite rudderless. John Elway's going to be there until John Elway doesn't want to be there. It's really how that goes, especially with Pat and the Bolin family and the way they're at right now, their crossroads. But kind of getting into it, you know, Drew Locke. Good first year. I really thought they should have just started Drew Locke outright.
Oh, but he was hurt.
Hurt. We'll put air quotes on that because you don't really know.
The thumb was hurt, bro. The thumb was hurt. He couldn't. You know, Joe Flacco.
Apparently. Such a winner.
Don't get me started.
But once he did come in, he had what? He was what? 7-3 when he came in?
He didn't play that many. He's 4-1, I think.
4-1 or something. Whatever. Yeah. Winning record. Like, outstandingly winning record.
He played winning football. Yeah.
I think the only terrible game he had was the weather game in KC.
That's correct. That was a rough game, and that's a tough ask.
And I don't remember him playing. I don't remember Mizzou playing any weather games, really. I mean, we might have played cold, but I don't remember playing weather. Other than maybe some rain games, but not snowy for sure. But Drew Locke, I think I project Drew Locke to have a really good career. I think he's going to play second fiddle to Patrick Mahomes and, you know, to an extent, Lamar Jackson. I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to have as good of a career, in my opinion. He's probably going to get beat up too much. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Drew Locke and the Denver Broncos. So
sure. So
getting Drew Locke, Jerry Jeudy, really established a lot. And then the icing on the cake of Alberto, his tight end in college.
Yeah, they really went all in this year. They showed total confidence in him. They didn't draft another quarterback. They signed Jeff Driscoll,
They got Jeff Driscoll,
who's, it's all he's ever been is just a backup. He's a space filler. They're saying, Drew, this is your team. And, I mean, that's it. That's going to be the story of their season, is they're going to go as far as Drew Locke will take them.
Drew Locke, I think Drew Locke's going to take them to the playoffs this year.
You heard it here first, folks. A Packers fan, an unbiased quote.
Quote unquote. Someone well, everybody
who,
has
who
bias.
Who saw him at Mizzou, obviously. So he likes Drew Lock, but so here, I mean, you know, here's the. I don't know how to project it. All I know is the Broncos were 7-9 last year and went 4-1 with him as the quarterback. So, you know, they should be better. Their roster is better. Their offense is more explosive, and that was the problem last year. They just couldn't score points.
The object is to score more points.
You got to score more points, especially in that division. Obviously, you're going to be keeping pace with the Chiefs. And that's, you know, that's the other thing is at this point, you know, like you said, that playing second fiddle to Patrick Mahomes, that's, to me, that's okay because that guy's great. And if you've just got someone that can play with them, that can compete, you know, I want to watch fun games. I don't want to get destroyed.
It's going to be a good rivalry.
Yeah. I would like to see, you know, two young quarterbacks that have a rivalry, even if it's one-sided in terms of the win-loss.
Well, as long as Andy Reid's the head coach of the Chiefs, nobody's winning outside of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the favorite. I mean, but like you said, you just never know. Like, all you got to do is get to the dance, especially with that seventh seed coming in now. If you can get in, you know, that's where the fun starts. I mean, even the Chiefs, to a degree, had a magical playoff run.
Which probably wouldn't have been the same if, you know, the rules of the two seed, you know, and the seven seed had started this past season.
Right.
Imagine that. They wouldn't have had a bye week.
Wouldn't have had a bye. That's true.
I mean, you could have said we probably wouldn't have played Houston in that game.
Right.
We would have played Pittsburgh.
The Steelers.
So the playoffs would have been dynamically different.
Right.
Could the Chiefs have still gone on to win the Super Bowl? Probably.
Sure. Yeah. Sure they could have. So that's where we're at with that. As far as the Broncos draft, I just couldn't love it anymore. We loaded up on offense. The defense was good last year, and there's pieces in place. We've made a few moves in the offseason. Obviously, Chris Harris is gone. Traded for A.J. Bouye to fill that hole. We did draft that was the next guy that we drafted. In fact, I think that might have been in the third round, the Ojemudia cornerback from Ohio State or Nebraska. I don't know, something like that, but anyways, we did address the corner position and filled the hole that was left. So I don't see any reason why the defense won't be just as good and the offense should be improved. So there's a lot to like, a lot to look forward to in later after this draft pod. On the next one, we'll take another look at the schedule ahead. So that we can maybe do a little bit more projecting as far as game by game, way too early predictions.
14-2.
Brett says 14-2 for the Denver Broncos this year.
I haven't looked at a single schedule, but chalk up two losses to the Chiefs.
You heard it. They hear two folks. And they also play the Tampa Bay Tom Brady's.
The Tampa Bay. So 13-3.
In Denver, I think. Tom Brady has struggled in Denver historically. Just remember that.
He's not in New England anymore.
No, it's Tom Brady. It's not New England. It's Tommy boy.
Tom Brady.
Tommy. So there we have it, folks. So I'll put a bow on the Broncos draft for now. I'll talk more about it, I'm sure. But right now, it is time. We have to talk about one of the draft stories. And we all know.
I don't want to talk about it.
That Aaron Rodgers is an amazing quarterback. Yes. He's great.
He's the GOAT. He's the best talent there is.
The talent, it's, you just can't argue with it.
I mean, he's no Brett Favre, but still.
Well, he is Aaron Rodgers, and he's amazing. And yet, with the 26th?
I have
something?
No idea.
20-something.
It was a 20th pick. Yeah.
In the 2020 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers
traded up
to select Jordan Love, quarterback from Utah State.
Who, let's not forget, some people have said he's probably like the second best quarterback in the draft. Like, if you talk about like some of the people who are like in the know, they think Jordan Love's the best talent, second best talent.
Okay, so we can go there first, and let's talk that route, that side of it, that if if a team, Packers, any team, no matter your quarterback, because Aaron Rodgers is what, 36?
He's getting up there.
I think he's 36 years old.
He's
so,
only got so many more years.
So as a team, you have to start looking at your future at quarterback.
Always. You should always be looking at
But here's the thing. That offense was not good last year.
It was not good. No weapons.
Not great.
You can't run an offense through Devontae Adams. You know why? Because he's not good.
So there's another story for another day. Brett still beating the Devontae Adams' garbage drum. But let's just even for, you know, kicks and giggles say that Devontae Adams is good. You can't run an offense with one weapon.
You can't.
So the...
I mean,
Green,
you can, but
the Packers,
he's no Jerry Rice or Randy Moss. Or
in a very wide receiver deep draft.
Did you know that, 36 receivers got drafted? Do you know how many Packers the Packers drafted?
Zero, right?
Yeah, zero.
I don't think they drafted
Packers
any.
The Packers did not draft a single receiver in the single deepest wide receiver draft in NFL history.
No receivers. Did draft a tight end, I think, in the
one
third.
Tight end.
That was... And from what I heard, maybe kind of a reach even.
They drafted a running back in the second.
And then they drafted the A.J. Dillon in the second, who is, from what I heard, kind of a bruiser. Not a pass-catching threat kind of running back. So,
which they have in Aaron Jones.
Which they have in Aaron Jones. So I'm not going to lie, this Packers draft kind of confused me.
This Packers draft set the Packers back at least 15 years.
15 years?!
Maybe not that much, but this Packers draft did not help Aaron Rodgers this year at all.
It's not going to help them win this year.
It definitely is not. You, in some sense, you could call this the Jordan Love draft. Is this the draft that helps Jordan Love and they move on from Aaron Rodgers? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be a New England Patriot by season's beginning? Who knows?
And, you know, I actually, one analyst that I actually listened to recently on a podcast threw out this theory, and I hadn't thought of it at all, namely because... Well, I think you and I, we've just talked about it, how high we are on this guy. But could, if one Drew Lock fails to produce in his year...
Drew Lock going to be a Packer next year?
No, but would John Elway, who is, you know, known for getting
trade
established
for Aaron Rodgers?
Quarterbacks...
Oh, dear.
You know... That who's to say that he might not go after that now that he's established his offense with all these weapons, and if he had a quarterback that doesn't produce, Aaron Rodgers is unhappy in Green Bay.
I don't want to see that. Can you not ever talk about that?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. What would stop John Elway from you know, offering old Goody Brian Gutekunst some you know,
obvious
draft capital for old
heads
Aaron Rodgers?
Then again, smarter heads should have prevailed in this Packers offseason. They didn't go get a wide receiver in free agency, even though Robbie Anderson was still there. Robbie Anderson signed to be the third wide receiver to the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm. who just signed a quarterback who doesn't throw the ball down the field. Can somebody explain that to me? Robbie Anderson, if you're listening, could you give me a call or a DM at KodiakBear87 on Twitter?
I'm sure.
Let me know why you decided to go to the Carolina Panthers.
I mean, were there even reports that Green Bay offered him anything?
No, there was no reports that Green Bay was even interested in anybody.
So Green Bay is interesting right now. And the thing is whether or not you think it was the best move for your organization, that's a totally – but bottom line
– I don't think I've ever been dissatisfied with the Packers until right now. To be honest, this offseason has made me dissatisfied.
I think that there's a lot of people that do feel betrayed, and namely, I feel like one of your all-time great quarterbacks has got to be feeling betrayed.
Look, I get that. Let's talk about this for a minute. Let's circle back here, and let's talk about the main pick here. The whole kit and caboodle about this draft is Jordan Love in the first, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So Jordan Love in the first at 26 or whatever, they trade up to get him, right? A lot of offensive talent has gone. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers only has probably a couple more years left. A couple more years on the contract. And, so, you get Jordan Love. Now, as I've already said, I think Jordan Love's second best quarterback in the draft. I don't like Tua. I don't like Herbert. Everybody else has big questions. Jordan Love was a guy who was at a small school, Utah State, right? Who's probably the only guy who even thought about getting drafted or even thought about pursuing a career in the NFL, is all the other guys probably were told, yeah, you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So as somebody I've heard, Jordan Palmer, one of the guys who actually, you know, coaches Jordan Love, you know, was prepping him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the same situation where he went to school. Go out and make a play, son. Which is why he had so many interceptions, right? When you're the best guy on the field and you're the only guy on the field, it's your job to make the play.
Sure.
Right? So there's that question. And he's got tremendous arm talent. From what I've seen, I think it's good mobility. I haven't scouted Jordan Love a whole lot, but from what I've seen over everybody else and what I've heard over everybody else, I've kind of formulated my opinion.
There's a lot of people that like him.
A lot of people like him. A lot of people like Jordan Love. I thought he should have been a top 10 pick. Definitely a first round pick. I thought Drew Lock should have been a first round pick. Top 10 pick. Drew Lock was a second round pick. And your Denver Broncos got lucky.
Snagged him.
But you take that pick. You already did it once with Aaron. As an organization, you've already made this track record that you could do it again. As much as everybody does, I think you should be taking quarterbacks in early rounds every few years, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, regardless of, you know, how, I mean, do I think the Chiefs in 5 years should draft a quarterback in the first round because of Patrick Mahomes? Probably not. But do I think they should be taking quarterbacks in the second and third round early? Yeah, I do. To be cheap backups. Good, yeah. Talented backups.
And, yeah. You know, like, even for a team like the, you know, they see
the value, they see the talent.
They see the success that they've had with Aaron Rodgers, even when he hasn't had good people around him.
And you will have to replace Aaron at some point. That's the nobody, everybody knows this. Just like the New England Patriots have to replace Tom Brady with Jared Stidham.
Ooh.
Anyways, different podcast for different people. But I don't disagree with the pick. I'm not angry at the pick, I should say. Like, some people, even some people we know closely who aren't Packers fans, are extremely miffed about the pick. I'm not angry at the pick. So I think it's a good pick. I think he's a first-round pick. I think he's a first-round talent. Do I think he should have gone to the Packers? No. Do I think the Packers needed a quarterback? Probably not. This year, I think next year would have been the time to go get a quarterback. But in a talent-rich draft of quarterbacks, and he fell to that spot,
yeah.
It's not a bad pick in terms of the economics of the NFL.
So you're saying you're dissatisfied with the rest of the
draft? I'm dissatisfied with the rest of the draft. I'm dissatisfied with the offseason. The fact that they didn't address any needs on offense.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted another running back. They have Aaron Jones. You don't need to be splitting up Aaron Jones' timeshares. You already have Jamal Adams doing that, and it's not working.
Jamal Adams.
You need to go get a faster wide receiver than Davante Adams. Let's say for a minute, I will agree with you, Davante Adams is a good NFL player. He's a possession guy. He's the Larry Fitzgerald. He's the DeAndre Hopkins of the league. He's not going to burn. He's not going to be as explosive in terms of after the catch. You need somebody like the Tyreek Hill, like the Robbie Anderson. You need somebody who's going to get downfield and stretch the field.
But Brett, Marquez Valdez Scantling
isn't as good as everybody thought he was.
True.
Is he a good third receiver? Probably, but we'll never know because he's going to be a number two.
What about that other guy that you have that I can't remember the name of?
Jamon Moore. Geronimo Allison.
Geronimo Allison!
I don't even know if Geronimo Allison is still on the Packers.
Yeah, I don't know either. He might have been his free agency.
Look, am I still hurt and upset that the fact that they got rid of Jordy Nelson? Yes. I am. I will always.
Like, not like 4 years ago? Three? So at least 3 years ago.
I'm just saying, they had a really, really great wide receiver room when they had Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and all those guys.
Pretty old.
James Jones.
Also pretty old. Retired.
He's I'm just saying, like, they had
NFL Network.
They had a good wide receiver room. And you know what they all three did? They all three did different things that complemented each other. They don't have any compliments to Davante Adams.
I would agree. I'm here for you, man. You can, you know, You can lament your sorrows.
You know
to
what,
me.
Fish? I know you've been dissatisfied the last couple years, you know, until Drew Locke came around and then, you know, things happened and changed and you became enlightened,
mm-hmm.
you know, since Peyton Manning. You know,
it's been a dark time.
I think I'm about to enter the dark age as a Packer fan, and I just need you to be there for me.
I'm here. Again, you know, like I said, as long as Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback, but the thing is
how long is Aaron Rodgers going to be the quarterback?
How long is he going to be a quarterback, and how does his...
How effective is he going to be without any weapons?
And how happy, is he going to be happy? Obviously
not. He's already
not
happy.
And how is that going to affect his performance and just that relationship?
In the performance now that he has a first-round quarterback sitting behind him, and he knows what that's like.
Right, so if that offense struggles at all, just be very interesting to see what goes down in Green
Bay. You
have
a first-year head coach. You have a front office that's owned by the city.
LeFleur.
I mean, it's different. It's going to be... Green Bay is a different organization than everybody else.
Indeed.
Green Bay operates by different rules in terms of how the fan base is affected.
Strange times for Packers fans. And also, Aaron Rodgers to Denver. Let's make that happen.
I'd rather see Aaron Rodgers in a Patriots uniform.
Oh, I wouldn't. Definitely not. But yeah, we definitely got to keep him away from New England. That would
no,
be...
I would I would like to see that.
No,
Tom Brady to Aaron Rodgers.
No,
two different 12s.
No,
Bill Belichick just
can't do it.
I would be a Patriots fan if that happened.
Couldn't stomach it. No, you wouldn't.
I was a Vikings fan. Favre went to Minnesota.
Yeah, I kind of was too. Brett Favre was just the man.
Brett Favre is more than a man.
He's a legend.
A legend.
Well, folks.
Heroes get remembered.
Legends
never
die. That is right, sir. Well, folks, I think that's going to wrap up our segments here tonight at Fireside Chats with the Kodiak Bear. I am Logan Fisher. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brett, thank you for being on my podcast.
Hey, thanks
tonight.
For having me. I just hope to, you know, we have more of these fireside chats together, the bear and the fish. And, you know, let's hope we get football back.
Very true. It's a strange time. Quarantine. Everybody stay safe out there. You know, don't get the Rona.
Don't get the
and
Rona.
And if you do, don't get sick from it.
Yeah, I mean,
just
have
you know,
a Corona, but don't get the Rona.
Just, you know, get the Rona.
Not a sponsor.
Be healthy. Not a sponsor.
But we're looking
also,
for that sponsor.
Also,
money.
Bird Dog Gym Pants and Gym Shorts, hit us up.
Yeah, we're looking for that sponsor money.
Yeah. Until next time, folks, signing off.